Snakes are an issue. Well, they're an issue all the time right now, though. There seems to be a population of baby snakes popping out everywhere. We thought we'd get in touch with Julie from Gympie Snake Catchers to find out what is going on. Is it normal? Is it an invasion? What's happening, Julie? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's quite normal this time of the year.
And does it? Do they get normal. Even... does the rain, because we've obviously had a little bit of rain over the last week or more, does that actually make them hatch quicker, or is that a stupid question?
They are temperature dependent, but okay. Having said that, recent rains probably wouldn't have affected them, but it will increase them dispersing because they're after little skinks, geckos and frogs.
Oh, their food supply. Actually, I've seen a thing where people have been posting photos of, you know, just loads of baby snakes all at once, and I see this term snake noodling. Is that new, or is that something you snake people sort of use all the time? Is that a specific term?
No, it's a little generic term because they look like cute little noodles when they're born.
Well, it's the only time they're cute.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm actually really scared of snakes, and I'm actually about to move into a place that has bushland at the back of the townhouse and on the side. I mean, is that, how on earth do we keep them away? I mean, do you have to get these snake thumper things? What's the best advice you can give people?
Most of the devices out there don't work at all. And there's lots of research papers, and we've got a lot of stuff up on our Facebook page. And there's a few things I suggest is looking at the prey before you look at the predator. So if you have white lights outside that you leave on at night and you attract a lot of geckos and insects into your property around your porch.
That's my place, okay. Yeah.
You're going to have snakes and the predators following.
Oh, no. All right. So, okay, how do we get rid of the prey then? How do we get...
go around your property, check for leaks, check for crevices. So they're just like us. They want food, shelter and water. So if we can make sure we don't have any leaky taps, collecting water in the drain.
What about the dog bowl? What about, you know, my puppy needs his water out there.
Take it away from the house if you can, because we don't want to encourage them back to the house. Can you feed or put the drink inside if you can? Raise them up a little bit doesn't tend to help much. But it will sort of protect them from cane toads while you're there.
Oh, cane toads. They love swimming in the Alfie water bowl.
They do, yeah.
Hate that. Now, Julie, got to ask you too. My dad's solution to snakes is get a shovel and cut off its head. You wouldn't recommend that, would you?
No, please don't.
So if we come across a snake, what is the best advice? What do we do?
So when I teach the kids about this, I always say there's three steps. If you come across the snake and you're within one step, stay perfectly still, let the snake do its thing, decide you're not a threat and move away from you. If you're two steps away, you can back away really slowly. And if you're three steps away, then you can run for your life and do your thing.
Back away. I love how you say that, Julie.
I think I'd be running for my life no matter how close they were.
And seriously, if you do need help.
For all the kids, you've got to tell them the first thing they do is yell, Mum!
in my case, Mum, because Dad will run a mile the other way, Julie. Gympie Snake Catchers, you guys are on Facebook. If people want to, use your services, you're available 24/7 because you could get called out at 1 or 2 in the morning. And you did tell us about a case of a snake being found in a kid's shoe in Eastern Brown. They're the most dangerous, aren't they?
That's right, they are... about the most dangerous in our area. We've got coastal taipans as well, but we don't come across them as often. And the eastern browns tend to be a little bit jumpy. So we had one only a couple of weeks ago coiled up in a child's shoe.
Yeah.
If you leave your shoes outdoors, please keep them in a closed up box.
All right, Julie, thank you for the advice. Gympie Snake Catchers is where you'll find her. As I said, it's up on Facebook. I'll put the links on ours too. Thank you for your time, Julie. And just don't be scared to use her 24/7. If you need to.
I won't be. I'll be calling her straight away.
And if you're dreaming about snakes, Ali, I just think talk to your psychiatrist. And how'd you deal with your snake problem? My dad's solution was, you really can't be hitting him over the head with a shovel, although that was a solution he did try. And his police mate said to him, let me catch you doing it, man. Not the way to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get that close.
No way. Don, hello, mate.
How are you?
You got a solution, man.
Yeah, mate, a piece of poly pipe, a metre and a half long, and 25 mil thick, of fair behind the back of the head.
Oh, Julie from Gimme Snake Catchers is going, what is going on?
And throw it in the bushes.
I would imagine, like, in all seriousness, that most people would do exactly that, because I don't know what I'd do. If I had a snake in the house with the kids, yeah, I think I'd be trying. Well, I'd probably run away, yeah. Scared. Obviously, I'd run away and ring Julie straight away. I hope I had my phone on me so I could be getting her number straight up. But I would imagine people would just be hurling whatever they could at them.
They would be. Zink, you got a yes. How'd you do with your snake issue?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Who are we talking to?
Mate, yeah, it's Shane here. Yeah, you just get a piece of conduit about 2 metres long and drill a hole in it about 50 mil back from the end and thread a piece of rope through it so it comes all the way. It makes a loop down one end and you hang on to the other end of the rope up that end. You just put the loop around the snake's head and pull it tight, and then that way you can relocate the snake wherever you go and it can't get close to you and bite you.
You sound like a professional.
No, just someone that lives on property that's had to improvise to get rid of a few snakes from around the house to keep the kids safe.
Yeah, see, that's great.
Scary. Keep his number two, okay?
He'll be our snake catcher. Look, yeah, thank you for sharing that. So, look, you don't do the PVC pipe, Don. I mean, that's like my dad. I think it's illegal to actually, advocate for that sort of thing. Mm. But if you can relocate it, I'm thinking you and I should go snake expert. What's your encounter, Phil?
Oh, mate, years ago, and let me start this by saying I am petrified of snakes. I hate them. Mm. Scared as... Years ago, I was working at the Big Pineapple and I was in the maintenance team and I'm out in the farm and all of a sudden the two-way radio went off saying, can someone race down to the animal nursery gate? There's a massive snake on the gate. And no one answered and I was down that way. So I had to go... So, I wandered over and I had my King G's and my Cobra and my boots on. I looked very like a King G ad, actually. And I wandered up. I was petrified. I wandered up and there was this green tree snake, which actually are quite manageable. They don't look too bad.
They look scary, though.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't so bad. So anyhow, there's about 50 people standing there, petrified. I walked up. I'm the hero. I just banged on the fence, not knowing what the hell to do, and off went the snake. I walked up, didn't say a word. They gave me a round of applause. I was his hero. I went off back up to the office and went to the toilet for 20 minutes. I was scared as.
Good idea.
That was your moment.
Oh, mate, yeah, it should have been a King G commercial there. Oh. I've got ops in the boat, you know.
Listen, you're talking a big game. You're going to have to send a photo. Get dressed up in your King G gear and send it through to the Zink Facebook page. We'll be the judge.
I tell you what, if I never see another snake again, I'll be a very happy man because yes. I hate them.
Me too. I'm scared of them too.
That was my 5 minutes of fame.